trying to understand mine. It's the sign of the times, times. I rise from the wreckage that you left behind. I rise from the wreckage that you left behind. I rise from the wreckage that you left behind. I rise from the wreckage that you left behind. We'll be right back.
now? Where do we go? Listening to Ultimate Rock Radio, I'm your host FR, and you just heard Boom Clap by Charlie XCX. Before that we had Live Like There's No Tomorrow from Ramona and Beezus by Selena Gomez and The Scene. Before that one we had A Quest for Blood by Attic, A Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses, Walk All Over You by AC/DC, How Many Days Till Summer by Radinson, and that's off their Troubled Region album. Before that one, we had Sucker Punch by You, Me at Six, and at the top, we had The Last Fight by Velvet Revolver. Okay, we're gonna do a little bit of On This Date, July 3rd, in rock history. July 3rd, 1965, 15,000 people were on hand when the Beach Boys' Summer Spectacular Tour stopped at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles, California. On the bill that night were the Righteous Brothers, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, Donna Lauren, Ian Whitcomb, Dino, Desi, and Billy, BJ and the Prophets, Sonny and Cher, the Byrds, the Liverpool Five, the Sir Douglas Quintet, and the Kinks. July 3rd, 1967, a Stamford, Connecticut band called The Fifth Estate reaches number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 with a rock and roll version of Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead from the 1939 movie The Wizard of Oz. On July 3rd, 1968, Tiny Tim's Tiptoe Through the Tulips with Me peaks at number 17 in the U.S. The original version of the song, recorded by Nick Lucas in 1929, held the number one position for 10 weeks. On July 3rd, 1968, despite selling millions of records and being voted the most listened to band of 1967 by Billboard magazine, the Buckinghams' latest release, Back in Love Again, falls off the US charts shortly after it peaked at number 57. It would prove to be their last chart appearance. On July 3rd, 1969, The Beatles' The Ballad of John and Yoko hits number 8 on the U.S. singles chart despite being banned by many radio stations because of the lyrics. Christ, you know it ain't easy. On July 3rd, 1969, the Rolling Stones' original lead guitarist, Brian Jones, was found dead in his swimming pool just 3 weeks after he was kicked out of the band. The official cause was recorded as death by misadventure. Reports say that Jones had sunk into substance abuse, and he was frequently strung out on barbiturates, LSD, and alcohol, and was no longer able to function as a musician. July 3rd, 1971, while on a sabbatical in France, The Doors lead singer Jim Morrison died of a heart attack and acute respiratory distress. News of his death wasn't made public until after his burial in a Paris cemetery on July 9th. And on July 3rd, 2019, Kiss announced that they were set to release a guitar-sized book containing unseen photographs from their 40-year career. The limited edition called Monster carried a $4,299 price tag, and at 3 feet tall, 2.5 feet wide, was reported to be the largest music book ever published. And that's it for On This Date, July 3rd. Well, there's more, but I just don't have the time. So I'm going to keep banging out the tunes for you, and I hope you guys get into it. But before I do that, I want to mention, if you want to get your music on this show, go to ultimaterockradio.com and click on Submit Music for more info. All right, you ready? Got about a half hour to go, so stick around. I got some tracks you might like in about 1 minute from now.
John, we can't keep putting this off.
Okay, I'll clean the gutters.
I'm talking about your dad.
Well, what can we do? He wants to stay in his house.
We can make his house safer.
Yeah, I worry about the steps.
Perfect world, there are no steps, but he does have steps. And that banister only goes halfway up. And all those little throw rugs are falls waiting to happen.
So what about his prescription meds? If he forgets and takes them twice, he could get really dizzy.
Right. We could get him one of those daily pill counters. And he should have some sturdy hand grips in the bathroom and shower. This is all easy to do.
You know he's a proud guy. He's not going to take all our fussing lying down.
That's the idea.
For older people, falling and breaking a hip can be devastating. For more tips on making homes safer, visit orthoinfo.org/falls. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association.
Now please, clean the gutters. Just be careful on the ladder.
You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, and worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
We'll be right back. at the reception, a glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find. Get my fair share of abuse. Singing words gonna vent our frustration. If we don't, we're gonna blow a 50-amp fuse. Sing it to me. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. Just my fine. You get what you need. Oh, baby, yeah. Oh. I went down to the Chelsea drugstore to get your prescription filled. I was standing in line with Mr. Jimmy. We decided that we would have a soda, my favorite flavor, cherry red. I sung my song to Mr. Jimmy, yeah, and he said one word to me, and that was dead. I said to him, you can't always get what you want. Just might find. You get what you need. Oh yeah. Woo!
Troy Green.
Listening to Ultimate Rock Radio, I'm your host FR, and you just heard Tick Tick Boom by The Hives. Before that, we had Sorted Out by The Seasons, You Can't Always Get What You Want by The Rolling Stones, and at the top we had I Know I'm Losing You by Rod Stewart. And that's going to do it for today's show. I'll be back Thursday, 10 to 11 a.m. Hope you guys join me again. And in the meantime, be kind to each other. Hope you have a great week. Don't let anything get to you. Just keep plugging away and never give up on your dreams. I got about 9 minutes left. I'm going to play a couple more tracks for you. Not sure which ones, but hang around. You might like them. And if you want to get your music on this show, go to ultimaterockradio.com and click on Submit Music for more info. All right. Take care, everybody. Have a good one.
I'm one.
1.5 W.